supreme mind in words can never be expressed. And yet to all the trainees' needs, it does respond. That is the first part of this verse. Supreme mind, the mind with a big M. There is not one word that can express it. There are many words can point. In a way, words fail. In spite of words failing, it is possible to let supreme mind come forth and show in the forms and words that are currently making sense. And for every person, in whatever situation, words and forms can be found to point. And a master doesn't necessarily think about pointing. Naturally, there is a tuning in. And in that oneness, whatever needs to be expressed comes forth. Master Shen Yan says it, translated, slightly different. And I think in our contemplations, we are trying to shed light on how various things can be expressed. So that when we come across words, we are not immediately confused or phased out. Or that we say, oh, of course, it's this. We learn to listen to words in a deeper way. And also respect the translations, each on their own merit. Translated, for example, by the Chinese master Shen Yan, there is a lot of Chinese culture in the background. And when Reverend Master Jiu chooses the words with the scriptures of Masunaga, they have a background which is her understanding and the understanding of Professor Masunaga, who was a Japanese and translated in the 50s. And here already, Supreme Mind is a typical expression of Reverend Master Jiu. She touches upon the timeless as she does in other scriptures and lines and lectures. Now the Shenyang translation says the following: the meaning does not lie in words, yet those who are ripe must be taught. That echoes all the trainees' needs. It does respond. So something is given by a master to his pupils, his disciples. And it is not standard. And definitely in transmission, there cannot be a standard. So it cannot be a fixed text. It is fitted to the person and the circumstance, and it comes naturally. And that Supreme Mind, that meaning that isn't bound to form and words, accommodates circumstance, accommodates motions arising. Always there is something right, something simply this or thus. So we can listen, not just two words, to other vibrations in body, mind, in presence. enslaved by words, you fall into a hole. Whose words is that? The master speaking? The disciple speaking? Whoever? When words are used standardly and fixedly, we fall into a hole. And our translation reads, if you should go against the basic truth, you come to a dead end. Sheng Yan's translation reads, as soon as you act, it is a dead issue. So the teaching offered needs to always be alive and will therefore give the opportunity to listen, change, fluctuate as needed. I have translated it slightly different, and it's only slightly. Move towards the Supreme Mind, and you become ensnared. Miss it, you fall into dilatory hesitation. Yeah, but falling into hesitation is like falling into a hole. So when we look too intensely to enlightenment or love, then we are moving towards. We are getting close. And that attention, which is an intent and an action, make us become ensnared. And yet, without training, we may not discover the precious mirror. And when you miss it because you look away, or think, oh, well, enlightenment, it's not so important. Let it be. Then you may fall into a hole. You come to a dead end. You fall into dilatory hesitation. You see, these three translations, very different. And yet, they all hit the mark. This is as if a giant fireball. Never come too close, nor put yourself too far away. Rejecting words, says Shengyan, and clinging to them are mistakes. Like a blazing fire, useful but dangerous. So our tension of going towards the mirror, the fireball, that's not going to be working. Turning away is also inept. That is just as when you relate to a giant fireball. Take care with that fireball. Now, what is the right relation to that fireball? When we return always to just this, we may notice, oh, I'm too intensely focused on training and enlightenment. You step back and see it. And see how it is. See how you are. Just this. And when you notice you're getting forgetful, so turn away in some way or other. You don't, that's not working either. Because you could just leave training altogether. Or get confused. So the right relation with the giant fireball. Just this. And when you express it in fancy words, you color it at once. It is all stained. The precious mirror gets blurred. But return to the just this. time and again. Then the fireball is not a danger. And your relation is with it is harmonious, peaceful. You don't want anything. You don't fear anything. You don't doubt. So the mirror shines in heart and mind.